time for What's Trending with Coach K.
Coach K's, I bid thee good afternoon. You're looking very trendy as always.
Thank you, Jules. Yeah, I got my boomers top on today. Still celebrating.
I noticed that, boom. And not, you know, because we're into December and people are starting to debate Christmas songs. They're starting to make the playlists, right?
Right.
And so I don't want to hear my Mariah Carey ever again. I like, you know, Bucko and Champ, Santa Never Made It to Darwin, because I used to live in Darwin. It's a beautiful tune.
Yeah.
Beautiful tune. Or a bit of Bing Crosby's great. Boomers, and I thought for a moment, is that six white boomers? But no, you wouldn't do that because, you know, Rolf Harris is a bit on the nose at the moment. So I presume it doesn't relate to the Christmas tune by Rolf.
No, definitely not. Yeah. But in terms of Christmas songs, I was going to mention the fact that I love Mariah Carey doing her.
You do love Mariah.
I'm a big Mariah Carey
fan. You don't
cook
with salt and you're a big Mariah Carey. I'm not sure if this relationship's going to work out, just quietly.
I'm such a fan of hers. I don't know where to start, but anyway, I won't. But so, I love most of her songs.
All You Want for Christmas Is?
Well, Mariah Carey.
Your two front teeth, maybe.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway, let's get straight into it. We're going to interview him soon, Tevita Pangai Jr., after the break. But, yeah, there's a fight night on Saturday night, which we'll learn more about, Fortitude Music Hall in Brisbane. It's great to see the Aussie boxing scene going bananas at this time of year.
The thing is about, you know, Jeff Fenwick said the other day, it's the greatest sport, we need more promotion. There's no substitute for world-class fighters like George Kambosos. And I know people rail against boxers, but it does create interest in the sport. Whether it's Gal or Sonny Bill or Darcy Lusk or Josh Aloia, or in this case, Tevita Pangai Jr., people go, oh, TPJ, okay, yeah, I'll just tune into the boxing. It draws eyeballs to the sport, albeit fleetingly, but it's better than nothing, I think.
Well, it's a great matchup sport, isn't it? You could put anyone, Justin Bieber, in the ring against, or Jake Paul, we've seen that, and how well that went. A lot of people followed that fight.
Justin Bieber?
Well, yeah, but it was Jake Paul that was fighting. But I'm just saying, if you put anyone with a name.
I had to research Jake Paul because I have no shame in saying I didn't really know who he was. Is he the guy that fought Floyd Mayweather?
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't he become a circus, Mayweather?
Yeah.
Like greatest pound for pound in history, arguably. Now he's fighting YouTubers. I mean,
well, those are the people that
cash.
That want to get in the ring, don't they?
All about cash.
Yeah.
Would you fight Mayweather for how many million?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
He's not really a big puncher, is he, Mayweather?
Skillful.
He'll hit you hard enough, mate.
Exactly.
You can't hit him.
If you've never done it, and also you work extremely hard. Mm. You know, if you know any boxers, they're working their backsides off to get ready for the fight.
Insane fitness. Yeah. Mayweather is maybe the best defensive fighter in history after Ali.
Best defensive, you're
right. Yeah. You can't hit him. Hit him. It's like you spar with him and he just outpoints you. That's his MO.
That's right. Just a reminder, Jules, you can watch every NBL game live on ESPN. There's one day to go until the season starts, which is exciting. So you can watch every NBL game live on ESPN via KO and Foxtel or on the ESPN app.
Excellent. Yes, speaking of NBL, we're going to catch up with the Illawarra Hawks star import Xavier Rathan-Mays later on the program. He's played a bit with the Knicks and then with the Grizzlies, it might have been, in the NBA. He's still only 27, so I'll ask him if he's got designs on returning there, but I suspect one of the big reasons he came down under is to play under the great Brian Gorgeous. So I'll check in with the Illawarra Hawks camp later on in the program, and you'll hear some NBL action live right here on SEN. Anything else trending, Kay?
Yeah, just lastly, Basil Zemplis. I'll pick your brain about this quickly. Mm. He posted this on Twitter. Here's a thought. As I plug away for Perth 2027 Commonwealth Games and Perth 2026 Special Olympics, shorter term, why don't we chase the Socceroos World Cup qualifier versus Japan? Set down for Thursday, March in 2022. For the city in Perth and Optus Stadium, let's do it, WA government. And he tagged them in the post. Perth to host the Socceroos versus Japan match. I don't think it would be played there.
They're on the nose, Perth. Or the WA. I know he's talking a bit further down the track. Who knows?
I don't think that's a good venue. I'd love to see that at the MCG. I reckon that could be pretty cool.
Australia, Japan, yeah, huge. They can have the Comm Games. At the end of the day, do we care that much about the Comm Games?
No, probably not.
No, I mean, it launches some careers, that's great. But, you know, when you're in a global competition that doesn't feature the USA or the Russians or all of Europe or Japan, You know, great, so we wave our flags and beat our chests because we thump Fiji. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't have the same attraction to
me. Second that. Mm. And that's the What's Trending update.
When did they have it? I think they had the Comm Games or the Empire Games in 1962. They're probably overdue. Thank you, Kate. We'll catch you next hour.